Paragraph 5 reads, "The design is understated. It is a curved bottle with a wide bottom, a dripless spout, and the now signature red top. The container is vase-like, which makes it easy to refill with the wide top and the clear glass it's made from. While it may seem obvious now, the amount of care put into its design demonstrates the importance of this historical challenge, as soy sauce is a staple of Japanese cuisine. The design embodies the modern-day Japanese aesthetics that was still being created in the 1960s, with minimalism and functionality as key elements. Not only is it ergonomically sound, but it invites graceful movements in the pouring, evoking a style of manners common in Japan."
All right, so talking about the design of the bottle, I think everybody's probably familiar with it, but here's a description. First of all, it's understated, meaning that it's not over the top. It's not something that is obviously trying to grab your attention. It's not, like, ridiculous or silly. It's kind of simple in a lot of ways. It's just a curved bottle. It's got a wide bottom. A dripless spout. Dripless is important because soy sauce has very, very low viscosity, so it drips. It's like almost like water. So you want a dripless spout, which is a spout that allows you to pour out a liquid, you know, so it's like, for example, like a tea kettle, or just like any kind of kettle has a spout that you can pour the water out of. But there's always that little residual bit of liquid that doesn't go where you want it to. It spills out onto the floor, onto your tablecloth, whatever. So dripless means it doesn't do that. So some kind of fancy design prevents dripping. So it seems obvious now, but the amount of care put into its design demonstrates the importance of this historical challenge, because soy sauce is a staple of Japanese cuisine. We all know that. So it's pretty it's a pretty nice design, and the more you look at it, the more you start to appreciate that.
And so this design really embodies that modern-day Japanese aesthetic that Ekuan was going for and that was still being created when he was designing this bottle in the 60s. And the kind of key elements of the design are its minimalism, so it's simple design, like we said, it's understated, as well as functionality. It's not... It works well. It doesn't require a lot of thought to use it. And so, of course, it is ergonomically sound. So something that is ergonomically sound is something that is made in a way that makes it comfortable and effective. So you're not picking up a big bottle. It's not hard to pour. And, you know, as well as this, it's also... invites these graceful movements when you pour it, so it looks nice when you pour it. It's not this stop-and-go stream of soy sauce, it's very smooth. And so in a way, this evokes a style of manners that is common in Japan. Like we said, the company compared it to traditional Japanese tea ceremonies, where, of course, tea is poured in a graceful manner.